Thank you very much, Jane. There's disappointing news with the closure of a fashion store and a hair salon is in administration. Better news, however, with a charity run for the Priscilla Bacon Hospice, which is hoped can move to brand new premises, and the launch of a new charity to commemorate actor Sir John Hurt, whilst Eaton Park sees the planting of a tree to mark the Baha'i faith. A Norwich fashion outlet has closed, blaming very difficult trading conditions. Noah Noah in Westgate confirmed it had closed. Peter Anderson, head of sales for the Danish-owned brand, said retail in the UK has become very difficult and only two Noah Noah shops we have left are in Olney and Cambridge. We do, however, still have many wholesalers throughout the UK and our lovely web shop. Noah Noah had been struggling, with the manager highlighting that it had been hit hard when Westgate was forced to close for a week. The street was closed for safety reasons by the management of Westgate Tower after a piece of cladding fell from the building during a storm in March of this year. The road was closed for 7 days. However, it was claimed that the scaffolding, which stayed in place for a further month, restricted footfall. More than 7 months on, there is still a hole in the cladding of the tower.
Another high street name has collapsed into administration, leaving the future of two Norwich stores and staff in the balance. The owner of Supercuts and Regis has fallen into administration, less than a year after bosses attempted to persuade landlords to give the company heavy rent cuts. The chain has a salon in Norwich's Castle Quarter shopping mall, as well as a Regis concession in Gerald. The chain has around 1,200 employees across 223 salons in total. It's predicted that these sites will continue to operate while the business attempts to find a buyer. Administrator Deloitte said that Regis UK would continue trading while options were being explored and no redundancies or store closures were being announced at this stage.
More than 40 runners took to a 5K inflatable race to raise funds for a new 24-bed hospice in Norfolk. The charity runners, who were aged between 8 and 72, took part in the inflatable race for Priscilla Bacon Hospice at the Norfolk Showground. All runners agreed to raise at least £100 each towards the appeal to build a new specialist palliative and end-of-life care hospice. The hospice will be built on the land adjacent to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital and will replace the 40-year-old Priscilla Bacon Lodge. Chantel Tyrrell, who ran at the event, said, "I hosted a bake sale to help raise money at the flagship homes where I work and was amazed by the number of people who approached me who have heard of or have been supported by Priscilla Bacon Lodge. It was great to feel part of a team on the day and to feel like together we are making a difference to help build the new hospice." Hugo Stevenson, head of fundraising and communications for Priscilla Bacon Hospice, said, "We were absolutely thrilled so many runners chose to raise money to help build the new hospice for Norfolk."
The legacy of actor Sir John Hurt will live on in a new film charity to be launched at a premiere in Norwich. The Sir John Hurt Film Trust will be launched by his widow, Anwen, Lady Hurt, at Cinema City on Sunday, November the 10th. It will be based at Cinema City and promote great cinema across the county, including courses, screenings and practical workshops. The gala launch is part of Norwich Film Festival and includes the first chance to see Sir John in a UK cinema screening of the dystopian sci-fi movie Snowpiercer. It was made in 2013, but only given a very limited release, despite critical acclaim, after director Bong Joon-ho clashed with the distributor, Harvey Weinstein. Sir John, who lived in Norfolk until his death in 2017, was one of the greatest film actors of his time, appearing in The Elephant Man, Alien and the Harry Potter films, as well as many independent films. He was proud of his role in Snowpiercer.
Members of the Baha'i Faith Group planted a tree in Norwich to celebrate a 200th birthday. The celebration at Eaton Park on Saturday marked the milestone of Bab, one of the founders of the Baha'i faith, and a tree was planted in his honour. Deputy Lord Mayor Caroline Aykroyd attended the event at the community centre in the park and helped plant the tree with followers of the Baha'i faith. Secretary of the Baha'i community in Norwich, Tony McCarthy, said, "We have a long history in Norwich of planting trees to commemorate special occasions on our faith." The founder, Baha'i'ullah, often emphasised the need for unity of the human race by using phrases such as, "Ye are the leaves of one tree and the fruits of one branch." The Baha'i faith dates back to the 19th century and teaches the importance of unity across different religions and mankind. Well, we have now reached the end of part one, so Paddy and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.